Hello, gorgeous ones. Welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. Haley Bowler Cook here, your host of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, founder and CEO of Uplift Lifestyle Incorporated, and best-selling author of Unfuckwithable. Super psyched to share with you this very big, very high-level conversation. It is all-encompassing. There's pretty well nothing that we leave out. I am honored to share it with you. This is a conversation back and forth with myself and a friend and colleague, Danielle Amos. Danielle and I have been working together since we met in November of 2023. We created Encoded Conversations. We mastermind together weekly. We are in each other's back pockets and growing and evolving and supporting one another on each other's journeys. And it's super exciting to have a public conversation. This is one where we really dive into all things conscious creation, all things miracles, all things high achievement, and doing so in a really aligned, present, and grateful way. So I'm going to read to you Danielle's bio. Some of you may know her. For some of you, she'll be new. So I'm really excited and honored to introduce her to you. Danielle Amos, the conscious millionaire mentor and leading figure in business and success coaching. With over a decade of experience and mentorship from renowned thought leaders like Bob Proctor and Tony Robbins, Danielle is on a mission to empower entrepreneurs worldwide. As the host of the Prosperity Practice podcast, she shares invaluable insights on achieving financial abundance through mastering the power of mindset. Drawing from a diverse background in business development, event management, sales, and personal development, Danielle offers a holistic approach to success. Her expertise in hypnosis, NLP, and timeline therapy, combined with her passion for teaching, enables her to guide individuals toward tangible results. Through dynamic speaking engagements and transformative coaching sessions, Danielle helps her audience bridge the gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it. By instilling a sense of responsibility and empowering individuals to overcome mental barriers, she inspires them to unleash their true potential and create the success they dream of. With Danielle Amos, the journey to prosperity is not just a destination. It's a transformational experience. I love that. If you know Danielle, you know that every word of that is true. When we met in November, I was like, wow, this woman's powerful. And when she met me, she was like, wow, this woman's powerful. And it was a moment of power meeting power. It was a moment of, I see you. And I am seen. And over the last few months of working together and sharing our gifts in Encoded Conversations and just masterminding together, what's come to be very apparent is, although we're speaking of similar topics of manifestation and co-creation, the way in which we work is so uniquely different. And it's so valuable to experience both. It's so valuable to experience Danielle's teaching and trainings. And it's so valuable and unique to experience my integrations and transmissions. And when we come together, it's really magical. Because although we're speaking the same language, we're sharing it in different ways. And what we've come to notice is those in our worlds are able to really resonate with one or the other. And in most cases, and I would love to know if this is true for you, we would love to hear how you enjoy this episode, what you gather from it, what you gain from it, and how you actually incorporate it into your life, how you actually take the work with you and live the work and embody the work and reap the rewards and the blessings of the work, which is kind of the whole point. We want to hear about it. But most people say, and again, I would love to hear if this is true for you, that they need a bit of both of what we offer. And when we come together like this, it's a really special opportunity to experience it. So I hope you enjoy. I love that you're here. Let us know how it lands for you. If it resonates, share it on your social media, tag us, leave a review here on my podcast, Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, and I cannot wait to connect with you soon.
Hello, here we are.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. So Haley and Danielle.
Yes. We're here. This is going to both of our podcasts. So if you're listening on Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, hello, my loves.
And hello to the Prosperity Practice. So glad that you're here.
Yay. And I'm excited to connect with your beautiful souls on the Prosperity Podcast as well. So let's dive in.
Yeah. So Haley and I, this is a conversation for you about what we do. And we have a few questions for each other. We'll dive deep into and see where this goes.
Yeah, we really want this to be enriching and very high value for you. And it's exciting because we work in very different ways, but we connect really deeply on similar things. And I think that the way that you describe things will be really new and valuable for my audience. And I'm sure the way that I describe things will be really new and valuable for your audience. So I'm pumped that we're here. So can you tell my people who you are? I think maybe they know you, but some may not.
Yeah. So my name is Danielle Amos. And my tagline is the Conscious Millionaire Mentor. And I love talking about money. My own journey is that I came from a lot of debt, like over six figures in debt. And that debt was like not debt because of a house. It was credit card debt. And it was mainly because I had invested in myself a lot, which I didn't see as a problem. But at the same time, I quit my job because I believed that if I could only focus more on my business, it would, and work harder, I would succeed. And so in that time, I accumulated quite a bit of debt. And so I literally prayed for an answer and said that if I could figure this out, the success thing, entrepreneurial thing, I would teach it to others. And and so fast forward, now created, that's since 2015, now created a multi-million dollar brand with clients all over the world. And I love talking about money and self-image and identity and really helping women who are overworked, underpaid, know that they're made for more, step into their highest version.
Yay. I love that. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
What about you? Who are you for the Prosperity Practice listeners?
So I'm Haley Bowler Cook. I am the founder and CEO of Uplift Lifestyle Incorporated. I'm the host at Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, the best-selling author of Unfuckwithable. I live a life by my own design and I help my clients do that in their own unique way. The way that I work is quite unique in my practice. There's many pillars to my company and there's many ways in which we empower and uplift the world. And one of the ways in which we do that is I have my own practice of client work that I work with high-level individuals. And I focus really on neural, energetic, and somatic optimization, which is allowing their brain, their body, and their energy system to function in congruence so that they're literally this living, breathing organism that is in pure alignment and energetic frequency, or the true match of their destiny. And when I use that word destiny, it's like what you want out of life and what life wants for you, right? It's your plan and God's plan together. So the way that I work, there's many grounded and esoteric ways in which we manipulate the brain, hypnotize, reprogram, rewire, same thing through the body. But it ultimately comes down to understanding what it is my clients want to experience in their life and how we can bring them into a systematic energy frequency reality where that's just how they live. So that's the practice side. I have a whole public figure side of my company now that's just naturally happened as we grow and evolve, where I'm at book signings and running retreats and events and speaking gigs. And it's this larger audience that I'm speaking to now. And that feels so right because I just want to raise the collective vibration. I want everyone to feel powerful and beautiful and like they are living their dream. So the more people, the better. So that's a little bit about me. And I think as we talk, more will come out about me and more will come out about you.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just a real honor to, and it's like pinch me sometimes, like, wow, this is just what we do. Like, this is how we live. We change the world. We help people, and we're really well supported for it.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but for me, once I unlocked this knowing and understanding for myself and saw my own life change, I just like needed to share with everyone. It was like I was out there talking to people, even if they didn't ask me. Kind of annoying probably in the beginning, but I just wanted to share with absolutely everyone. And similar to you, that desire to help people live their best lives and the lives that like, well, become unfuckable with, like you're fuckable
Unfuckable.
with, like your book. For me, it was like having people not settle, let allowing them to become present that they can be, do, and have anything that they want. And I just wanted to scream that from the rooftops, you know?
And then you start to probably attract and witness more people in your life who you're like, oh my God, I can see your potential. Like, I can see that this gets to be so much better for you. And I have the formula. And then you want to just give that information. That's what's so great about having an audience that really is paying to listen, showing up to listen, being here to listen, because that exact feeling of when it starts to go really well for you, you want to just tell anyone whether or not they'll listen, because you're like, this will change your life.
Yeah, I've cracked the code and
So
you can too.
to actually be a highly successful facilitator, coach in that industry, like, it is rare. And I think we're so used to having these conversations and being around people who are succeeding at really high levels in what they do, that we don't really realize that we are like living like the 1%, that we're living this way, and that we're facilitating this for other people. And yeah, that's, I guess, something I've been present to lately is the last couple of weeks of just like, oh, this is the dream.
Yeah, it's
You
a big
know,
deal.
it's a
It's a
big
big deal.
fucking deal. It is a big responsibility, and it's people's lives that we're like supporting and holding. And manipulating is a weird word, but it's like, we're molding their lives through this information that comes through an infinite intelligence larger than life. So
Yeah.
yeah.
I see for myself, I see myself as like the person who's guiding. I think I like that word, like showing a path and helping that person see what's next for them or how they can understand certain aspects of how things work, like universal laws and then how they can apply that to their lives to change. Because for me, there was a time, I don't know if this happened to you, but there was a time where I was like, wow, like I felt like I was doing it for the clients. And then I got present to they're doing it. I'm just like holding the
You're
space.
holding
I'm
them.
like guiding, reflecting back. I'm holding up the mirror to what maybe they can't see for themselves yet. Did you feel that too?
And you know, my practice being an energy medicine practitioner is a little bit different, because I'm not really coaching them in the same way that I'm working on their body and their energy. But in terms of like what comes through the channel, it is guidance. It's like, have you thought of this? This is here. What does this mean to you? Are you noticing this? And it's the client that is brilliant, that is like, wow, yes, that's been stuck in my patterning for however many years, or oh my God, yes. And then it's okay, well, here's, a path forward. And yeah, so I totally know what you mean. And you said universal laws. I think that might be new to my audience. Can you explain what you mean? What's a universal law?
Sure. Yeah. So we have physical laws that we're all aware of, most of us are aware of. And I'll explain that in, for example, the law of gravity. So when I hold my pen, for those of you that are watching this on video, when I hold my pen, of course, it's going to drop to the ground. It would be quite startling to us if it flew to the roof. You know, we'd be
Yeah.
like, what is going
Pretty
on?
cool.
Right. So the law of gravity, when I drop the pen or I let go of the pen, it drops. And I say almost everyone is aware of the law of gravity, but a child isn't, are they? Like when a
Yeah.
baby. And so when they start to walk, they fumble and they fall. And a lot of that is the lack of understanding and, you know, obviously their muscles, but their lack of understanding of gravity and like they're going to find their balance. Same thing if you go to maybe an undeveloped country and they are on the back of a pickup truck for the first time. There's been stories of a person just walking off a moving truck and not knowing they were going to fall because they're not aware of the gravity. Okay, so the just like we have those laws in the physical world, there are spiritual laws or universal laws. And when we learn to live in harmony with those laws, our life becomes easier, more abundant, more prosperous. And so God's laws, there's it's like the modus operandi of the universe. And so just what I notice is just because we're not aware of the law of vibration or the law of attraction, I mean, people have heard that since The Secret, or the law of relativity, it doesn't mean that the laws don't affect us because you're always attracting. So if one's not aware that it's the vibration in which you're in, which is just a fancy word for feeling, the way you're feeling, then you could be walking around in a negative vibration or a crappy mood all day and wondering why you're attracting a speeding ticket, a red light, and da da da. But once you become aware, you can take responsibility for your vibration. And then as you do, you'll attract more of what you wish and you desire into your life.
Okay, so the
So,
universal laws is like the, 'cause like we obviously talk about frequency every day, but the universal law is like there's the law of relativity, the law of
Vibration, there's a law of circulation,
attraction,
law of
which we've all heard
attraction.
of.
Yeah, so the law of attraction
Yeah.
is a secondary law. The
Okay.
primary law of that would be called the law of vibration, which is
Yeah.
exactly what you're talking about
Which
with
is
the
just what we
frequency.
do. Yeah. Okay.
So it's giving names
Yeah.
to the things that you inherently
Yeah.
know, Haley, because I'm
You
hanging out with you.
know. Yeah.
And it's giving names, and why I found that
Yeah.
useful for me is because I studied the laws and then I studied how I can apply them or how I can live them and live in harmony with them. So my
Yeah.
life becomes easier. So that's a lot what I
I
teach
love it.
because it's not just natural for us. We weren't raised with this idea. Most of us weren't. I
Yeah.
think you've got an
I was.
exception. And here's the
Which is
thing.
probably why I don't have the words for it, because it
Totally.
was just like normal in our family. Like that's what we do. And then it starts to feel good. And then you start to, based on how the brain works, you want to feel good more. And what feels good were these like life-giving things, not like scrolling on your phone and being addicted to something, but like, ooh, it feels good to like breathe. It feels good to like smile at people. It feels good to be this magnet. And then you just live that way. And then, of course, you just see the blessings. And I think some people, if they're naturally already like that, when they start to learn about it, they can get in their heads about it, like, oh, my vibe's off, something bad's gonna happen. It's like, you're way more powerful than that. And doesn't it feel good to feel good? Doesn't it feel good to be like, I'm vibrating at a frequency that's open and receptive and attractive, versus like, this day sucks, fucking speeding ticket, of course, da da da. It's like you can shift it so fucking
So
quick.
fast.
Oh, and this can lead us into, because I know you speak of identity a lot, and I do too. And I think there's no coincidence, right? Like that we're sitting here speaking of identity. But for everyone listening, like let's imagine that everyone listening is at a high level, because I believe that they are. What would be, let's talk a little bit about, and we can both riff on this, like something that could upgrade their identity right now. And knowing that they're already on a high level.
Well, I love bringing it back to money
Yeah.
because I believe that abundance is your birthright, and you really are here to have and attract the millions, billions like that is available to all of us.
Yes.
And so it really is just opening up the pipelines for that money to
Yes.
come and like unkink the hoses
Okay.
and like take out, if you think of like literal pipelines that are
Yeah.
running water to our pipes, you know, our
Yes.
sink. I see it as that, and it's
Yeah.
just like an infinite supply. But
Yes.
sometimes those pipes get clogged
Yeah.
or kinked.
Yeah.
And so identity has a lot to do with that. And how you relate to yourself with worth, but it's not worth as in like I am worthy because I'm human worth. It's like worth attached to like what you do, how you receive money, the service you provide, because there's a law of compensation, of course. I get to a law of compensation, the need for what you do, how well you do it, and the difficulty there is in replacing you. So three things. The need for what you do. So being really clear on what that is, but where we bring in the identity is how well you do it and the number of people you serve and how well you serve and the impact you're making. So locked up in that is so much of your identity. Do you actually believe, are you allowing yourself to receive the accolades that your clients are giving you, for example? How do you perceive the impact that you're making in the world? And this is all identity. It's like you get to really take that on and live from that. So, and there's a difference from you understanding it on a conscious level where you can say, yes, my clients are getting results, but actually embodying it on a subconscious level and viewing the world from that place of being a powerful, impactful person. And when you do, it unlocks more and more money for you because you're always going to get what you believe. And so when you believe that you are worthy on that level, it just it from in my experience, the money just flowed and it flowed so fast, Haley. It was crazy. I was like, what is happening right now?
You had a moment where you were like, this is crazy. This is
Oh, completely. But it was within me, it was a shift that happened within me and who I believed myself to be, which is all identity, all self-image. And so how I got there was a very practical way. So like, a lot of my listeners that are very like A-type people. So it's like,
I'd love to
I
hear
did
your
the work.
formula. You did, and that's, I think,
It's a little different than what.
what we want to acknowledge is that it's necessary to show the devotion. It's necessary to have the ritual. It's necessary to have the practice, the like, and it's an act of self-love at the core of it. It's like, I believe in myself and I believe in what I desire and I believe in how I want to live and how I want to show up in the world, how I want to give and how I want to receive in the world. And I'm fucking worthy. And I love myself that I'm going to actually follow through. So that, I think you said it was a law of
Compensation.
compensation. So that matches very, very much with like, I say I'm going to do something, I do it. I trust myself. I make moves. Like, I do this because I love myself. I'm waking up and I'm exercising because I love myself. I'm showing up for my company because I love myself. If that is like the identity level you're operating at, then of course you've built a foundation for if there's pipelines open because you've built all those foundations. If there was tiny little kinks around identity, they flood through.
Totally.
So it's like, I think for everyone listening, it's really important because I think I know before I started to receive results in my life's work, although it happened literally within like a month and a half for me, but it still felt like a long time where I was like, is anyone listening? But I feel like when I would hear millionaires talk, I'd be like, okay, well, easy for you. But I think it's important for everyone listening to know Danielle was devoted and focused and in discipline, building,
Oh
doing
my
the work
gosh.
for a long time before it was just like, oh, now this. And it's the same for me. It's like every single day I was like, this is all adding up. This is all adding up. The work, the devotion, the practice. And then miracles land and you understand them. You're like, well, yeah, this is all added up, you know?
Yeah, so that's a good point. So when I say the money came so fast,
Yeah, that's what I wanted to make sure we don't have any mistiness around.
It was really fast in the way of like, like I didn't do anything different in my actions. It was my way of being and my belief. So I had spent li like 2.5 years hustling in my network marketing company, like crazy stuff for like $1,000 a month,
Oh,
like
shit.
crazy $2,000. My average was about 2,000 when I got into this business. Okay, that's why I went into $200,000 of debt because I was making a six-figure bit like income in my corporate job that I quit. So I hustled because I thought that hard work, it was my identity was so much tied into the harder you work, the more you get paid. So And then when I got into this material, I realized that it wasn't the actions I was taking, but the energy behind the action that mattered and who I was being and how I viewed myself when I was taking that action. So when I say like it came after 2.5 years of so much
And
struggle.
that's
Like you
why
want to say,
I like to make that clear to people, because I think if we don't leave that out, people might go, oh, and it feels very unattainable, where someone might be listening. Likely the people listening to this podcast are like, I've been in my practice, I've been doing the work. And like, we're not saying hustle, you have to hustle. We're saying show yourself that you are worth it by showing up for these things you love every single day in whatever way you're doing it.
And being honest with yourself about how you're viewing yourself. Because if there you desire more money and it's not there, there's an upgrade for you. And there's always going to be an upgrade because you're going to always desire more, more experience, more clients, more. That's a law too. It's law of increase.
And it's
So
the once you're in that feminine energy, like more is just more, more, more. It feels good. It's not that more is
nourishing.
always better, but more is more. And more is something that as a divine feminine, you do naturally evolve into that. And you just have new foundations. And as you rise, yes, you may be earning and receiving more and interacting with more. And there's more clients and there's more opportunity and there's more events, but there's more
More love.
investment. Oh, and there's all more love,
There's
of course. But there's also like more responsibility with that as well. So these laws with an identity upgrade, you just add that identity upgrade in and it will support you into getting to that next level
totally.
because those foundations are built. So I think like this high level conversation we're having, it's important to know that there are foundations that both of us have done. And even when I said I started getting results, so like I think I made like $8,000 like a month and a half into doing my work, and I was like, oh, this is good, I can live off, like this is fine, I can live off this. But it felt like to get that consistent and growing, it felt like that took a long time. So even though I got results quick, it was like to grow it and make it just this like I'm breathing and this is just safe and normal, it felt like that took time. So it's like building those foundations wherever you're at. Anytime you infuse a universal law or an identity or energetic upgrade, of course it's just gonna flow like water, like through a tap, because those foundations are built. So if you're, and I think another good thing to speak on now is like that harmony of like you're saying you attract a lot of women that are really hardworking. So they, for them to just add in this really beautiful identity upgrade of like, I am worthy because look at everything I've done. Look at who I am. I deserve love. I deserve abundance. I deserve prosperity, period. That one shift alone will open the floodgates for you. Now, say you're someone listening, and I don't think we'll have a lot of those people listening, but say we have people listening that are like, action is really hard for them. They maybe you're a perfectionist and you are busy all the time, but you're not really taking needle moving or forward moving action. Maybe you're really in an energy of like limiting belief, or because I don't want to, no one's lazy. No one's lazy. I think everyone who's listening to this is really in devotion. But say you're someone who has a limiting belief that has literally procrastinated them from taking the action on the thing that they know they need to do. Or maybe you're someone who just literally is like, I feel like I've got my energy aligned. I feel like magic just happens for me, but like I just haven't really been committed. I really haven't been doing the work. You're gonna want to even yourself out. Like at the simplest thing, for we can obviously go way deeper if you were to work with Danielle or if you worked with myself, but for the purposes of this podcast, notice, are you leaning really on the one side or are you leaning on the other? Balance that and watch floodgates open just by the one shift of balancing, doing a little less or doing a little more.
Yeah, and I would say, like, where's your doing coming from? Like, the idea of doing. So, what's the actions? Are you taking actions because that's the way you were programmed to work and the way you think it's going to get you success, or someone told you, I've got to do X, Y, Z to be successful in my career? I would really take a look at where that's coming from. And Anytime that you're operating from an energy of your current results and you continue to do at that, you're going to get more of the same.
100%.
So you can continue, you could continue to take that action, but you need your energy, your identity, your belief, your like all of that needs to be upgraded. And then you could take the same action
And the same,
and then it will give you a different result. But here's the mistake that I think a lot of people make is they hustle or they think they're busy. I like that. I kind of chuckled to myself when I said that because that was me before.
I like that's the thing. It's like you're working, but you're not actually doing. I don't even like the word productive really, but it's not really meaningful or like intention focused of like, this is a potent action I'm taking.
Totally.
And when you take a potent action, you know what I mean. I know what I mean. That's the only action I take now. But it's like you take a potent action and you're like, and you just know what it's leading to. And it feels so good that you're like, okay, I'm done for the
Totally. I was just
day.
going to say, you do less
Way less.
with more energy, more intention, and with the belief behind it that this has a huge ripple effect.
Yes. You're just because that the belief is there with the action.
Not just like did like on the hamster wheel to like make yourself look busy because that's where the worth comes from. That was like so much a big part of my identity before. So I definitely like you want to look at the action that you're taking. And really, when I say look, it's like develop, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have this skill. It's like witnessing yourself, being objective when you're looking at yourself. Do not make yourself feel bad. That's subjectively looking at yourself when you're like, looking at the way that you're being, acting, whatever in the past. You can't change the time you got out of bed this morning. You have right now. You can look at how you've been being and decide, I'm going to get the support I need. I'm going to hire someone or read a book or, and I'm going to make a change because I see something, I view something, I perceive something within me that gets to change in order for me to up level.
100%. Yeah, and the speaking to, let's say if there's someone who's not taking action, there's maybe reasons, and again, I know that everyone listening is probably like, oh, I take action, but there might be, you might be taking action that's got you on a hamster wheel of same results. Is there an action that's so potent and maybe a little edgy? You're playing at a different edge.
Ideally, Angie.
Ideally, I was talking about this last night on the podcast interview I was in. It's like we like entrepreneurs, like we are slightly built different. We have like a professional athlete style brain because we are in more of a primal energy where and based on how the brain works is the from the medial, which is all sensory, back is all like primal and like aliveness. The front, this is like executive direction, which is very much just like I'm planning things, I'm doing this. If you're taking the same action and getting the same result, it's because you're like right here focusing on like, I know that if I do this and this and this, then this will happen. And yet you're probably like not actually seeing the same results or the results you want. But if you shift into more of like a medial sensory brain and then more of a primal brain, you're it's like a flow state. It's like you're out on a hike and you're like, oh my God, there's an eagle. And you're because you're in a sensory state. So to translate that to business, it's like, well, me and Danielle talk about this every time we see each other. So and so called me. This opportunity happened. Oh, I'm now working here doing this. Like we're getting these opportunities. It's like the eagle flying by, or it's like it's that flow state of like, of course this happens because I'm in a different vibe. So some people listening, if you're like, I'm always doing the things, I'm always doing the things, you're in this executive control that gets you, that's not using your whole brain. That's not using your whole potentiality. Shift into like, what is something? And this is where having a facilitator is really powerful because we can see, have you done this? Have you tried this? Let's add this in. This would feel good. Can you ask yourself, like, instead of looking down, can I look up what could be a new thing that I could do? Because something new will create a new reality. And if you're not taking that new action, there may be a reason. It might be a small limiting belief. It might be a procrastination. It might be you're scared of failing. You might be scared of succeeding. Who fucking knows? But what I can tell you is you need to change it up and mix it up.
How would you help someone get into that part of their brain? Like on a practical level, what's the
On a practical level, if I was in session with a client, I would guide them through a hypnotic
transmission to get them into that state. Okay. But that's only like an hour a week or an hour or twice a month, right? That I'm working with a client. But say the client's then off on their own and it's now, okay, now it's your turn to go out into the world in this way. The way that I would get them to be in more of a sensory brain is I would get them into their body. So that would, the first thing is literally, and I know everyone says it, but are you actually doing it? Noticing your breath, right? Everyone's like, okay, I know how to breathe, but it's like, do you, you know, and I'm guilty for it too.
Yeah,
this is what put me on my ass a couple of weeks ago. I'm pretty sure is I wasn't fully in my body, but I was anyways, that's not a story for today. Go listen to my old podcast if you're curious, or listen in Encoded Conversations if you're curious, but I would bet, and we can even do it together. If you're not driving, close your eyes. If you are driving, just breathe with your eyes open as you're listening to this. But if you can just start to breathe and go, I'm inhaling, I'm exhaling, and literally just, that's all you need to focus on. I bet you'll start to feel senses, meaning that your sensory brain, that medial part of the brain, is being activated. You may start to feel like a tingle, right? Maybe you feel a tingle, like some people get like a tingle in like their toes or even like their genitals or their like shoulders. Like they feel like, oh, like I'm alive, right? But so many people, if you're operating from this executive center, which is like this frontal lobe only, we're never really experiencing life. And I think that the majority of human beings are spending the time up here versus like, oh, sensory. And that's the clients that come to work with me, is they are high level individuals. They are high succeeders, but we want to get them into a flow state. Yeah. We want to get them into a magic miracle state, because I swear God's plan is better than yours. And it, when you like, even just breathing a bit, it's orgasmic. It's like, oh, I can see now how things would shift. So my clients are programmed and trained in session, right? Through the hypnotic work that I do, they're trained to that be their state. A flow state is their state. So they, if they go out of that alignment, it's like jarring. It's like, whoa, I just spent 30 minutes doing something unconsciously. That fucking sucks. Like your barometer of like alignment is way higher. And you're like, wow, I just scrolled on Instagram. I just was half listening to someone. I was just at the grocery store multitasking, like whatever it is, that's not being fully alive. Mm-hmm. And when you're fully alive and you're like, I'm breathing, I'm listening, I'm talking, and you're just like so present with what you're doing. I'm walking, I'm petting my dog, I'm talking to my child. When you're in that state, that it get, that is the flow state. That's getting you into your sensory and beyond brain.
And when you're in that state, that's when you can actually hear God's plan.
100%.
And that's when ideas will come, intuition, you'll receive, I don't know, text this person, go to the bakery, and it won't be logical.
Yes.
There's so much magic in following that.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that's the action. It's
that's
like,
the potent
it's
action.
Yeah. It's inspired action.
Yeah. And sometimes people are just taking action, but it's not that connected.
It's not from that place.
It's not connected. And it's like, so, and I think people get to that point where they're just like, I've been doing this for so long, why am I not having the results? It's like, there's one little micro shift that you can make. And yes, it's kind of complicated, but it's also really fucking simple. Can you open up to the magic?
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay.
Beautiful.
I love that.
For those of you in my world, I explain it a little differently, and I'm so glad that you bring in breathing and that you also help your clients to know what it feels like when they're not in that place. I think that's super key. And to recognize that that's the magic. I say like slow down to speed up, because you're going to slow down like and that. Get connected like that. And then when you receive the messages and you take that potent action, everything speeds up in your life. Like, like what we were saying, the opportunities drop in.
It's and at different levels, you get to different levels of it. Cause like I was living very presently and consciously for years, and I'm aware that that was not on the level that I'm meant to be at. That might be okay for some people. That might be the peak of their mindfulness. But for me, I was still at a lower level. So when God put me on my ass a couple weeks ago, literally, and I came awake from that, I was like, wow, the things that I would rush through and the way that I see now, like I see people in high definition, where I realized before it was like, I would be very present with people, but I wouldn't be present in a regenerative way. I'd be like, I'm being present for Danielle. I'm being present for everyone listening. It was almost like I was in a pattern of like just giving. And then I'd be not fully regenerated, right? Yeah. So, but then when I shifted it into like, I'm here talking to you and I'm being regenerated. And it's an experience of oneness in a different way that I think I was always creating oneness for other people. I'm creating this event. I'm creating this retreat. My clients are getting these crazy results. I'm doing all of this, but I never felt like I was like in it with them. I kind of felt like I was like, abracadabra, here you go. But the shift for me of being more in this sensory experience is like, this is for me too, even no matter what's going on. And it just, things slowed down in a different way. So everyone's barometer is different. And the more work that you do on this practice, like you're absolutely like, I always say this, like we're living someone's dream life, but we still have so much more that we want to create.
Absolutely.
So we need to recognize our barometer is different. And that also means knowing when that misalignment is there. So my misalignment would maybe look like someone's hyper alignment, but I know that it's not fully where I'm meant to be. And everyone listening has that.
Yeah, that's key, because often we can hear something like that and compare ourselves and think, oh, I'm supposed to be where Haley has been, but not understanding Haley's journey up until this point and the work that you've done. So no one's journey is the same. It's like very much your own and the aware. And here's the thing, I'm a firm believer that you can't do today's work without doing yesterday's like inner work, right?
Yes.
So it's like compounding and
And starting, one of the other things that I know you feel this and we've talked about this, but one of the things that I was bypassing often was the simple miracles that because, you know, I am very driven and very high achieving. And it's like, it's never enough. I want to change more lives. I want to speak to more people. I want to be bigger. It's never enough. Like I had that syndrome for a long time. And I'm so grateful for that syndrome because look what I've created in my 29 years. But when I collapsed a couple weeks ago, it was like the miracles of like someone sending me a photo of like their child. I was like, I would just look at this and go like, because every day I pray for a miracle. I ask for miracles. And like, I used to, that would happen. That stuff, miracles would happen all the time. I just wouldn't notice them.
Yeah.
But then this shifted and it's like a friend sending me this photo of their child. And like, for like 4 minutes, I just stare at the photo and like cry of like, this is a miracle. This is life. But that's something that I would have probably just been like, oh, sweet. And then like on to the next, a miracle is only this, a miracle is only that. But by realizing like, even just us sitting here and like the fact that we just met not long ago and we're like crazy, like I feel we know everything about each other in like a very deep way. That's a miracle. Mm. And it's a miracle to be chatting with you. And if you're listening to this going, okay, cool, I don't give a fuck about that. I want to make money. You will, and I can vouch for this, the opportunities and the abundance that's come into my life in the last just few weeks. And again, I've had a foundation that was built, but by implementing, not by, oh, I need to consciously implement this, but just by like, I'm in my sensory body. Here's a beautiful baby. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Here's a tree that I've never seen before. And I walk this trail all the time. Whoa. When I open up in that sensory way, I'm getting material results, and someone might listening might, that's what they need to hear. I know my past self, I would have needed to hear that for me to even consider this. And in this new state I'm in, those monetary results, they're not any better. Like, this sounds crazy saying, but like, I'm just like, cool. Just as it's like, thank you. And thank you for this leaf. Like it sounds so weird, but it's literally like, it's finally the same for me. So I feel like I'm in a flow state and miracle state every day, no matter how much money I'm making, no matter how many new clients I sign on, no matter how many testimonials I receive. It's like, I'm in a flow state, period. And then there's just more flow because the universe starts to see, oh, she feels good when this happens. Let's give her more of that, you know?
Yeah. And so that feeling that you're recognizing the beauty in everything as you see more beauty in everything.
Yeah. Even the harder things, right? Yeah. Which it is a conversation for Encoded Conversations that we've been in, but you see the beauty in it and you understand it. Like you're like, this is all divine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong here.
Nothing wrong here. This is perfect.
I think for me, I've had seasons where I definitely got out of seeing the beauty. And it's like life picked up busyness and I stopped noticing the little things.
Yeah.
So hearing you say that is like,
it really is a nice,
like I remember that and I could do more of that. There's a book that I love called The Having, and it's just a simple book, but like very easy book to read. And she talks about how important it is to recognize what's already there and what comes into your perception. So right now we have our tea, we're drinking tea, and it's like really being present to the tea. And if it brings you joy, like recognizing and saying it and whether you say it out loud or taking the time, rather than like what you said with the baby photo in the past, you might've been like, oh, cool.
And like put it down. Whatever. Yeah. But yeah, exactly.
My old self would have been like, I don't have time for that. Like I've got clients to call, things to book.
And it's like, we're creating, and that was part. And I think, you know, now hearing what you're explaining, it hasn't changed that the last many years we've been facilitating miracles for people, but it's like, we've took our name out of the hat and we're just like, let me, like, I felt almost like at one point, I'm like, am I like a slave to this? Like, I felt like I was just doing this for everyone, but it wasn't, I was making the choices to be in full devotion and service without receptivity. I was making the choice to not really slow down in ways, like you said, with your tea, with everything you're experiencing. And like, it starts just literally with your breath. And then I can start with like, I can like all of a sudden like feel my fingertips. And some people need drugs to get to this level of awareness, but the brain has access to those feelings all the time. So yeah, slowing down and being like, I'm so grateful. And I went from like praying, I'm like, I need this, I need this, I want this, I want this, to like, my prayer would just be like, thank you, thank you. No matter what, like when I was in the hospital, I'm like, thank you, thank you. I'm really happy here. Like, I'm really, this is big, you know, like it takes sometimes something really big for people, but I also know that it takes happening to me, but for some people, it just takes hearing it.
Yeah.
So let this be like a sign that it is an unrepeatable life. It is unrepeatable. This moment is unrepeatable. And the last thing you want to do is be on your deathbed and realize you rushed every moment.
Yeah. And hardly remember. I just got present to this. This is crazy that you're saying this actually, because last night I was, I always journal. I have a night ritual that I do just to like wind down and really look at the day and show gratitude and feel gratitude. And one of my, a friend's, one of their parents passed away and I saw the news. I was told, and I'm, this person who recently passed away was very like loved life. And I really got present. And I mean, I hadn't seen the person in like probably 2 decades, but like my memory of them was someone that was like really jolly and like really, really present. And I was thinking about this last night about like on your deathbed and like the way that you look back and how you were and what's the measurement of success? Like, and then of course a video comes up, this woman saying, I measure my success by how much I laugh in a day.
Oh, I love it.
And I thought, this is true for this gentleman that I knew. And it's like, what am I measuring
success
by,
right?
Am I measuring it because of how much presence and the feeling and like the joy that I received in my own self?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, is it how much the impact I make for others? So interesting, because that's where my mind went. I'm like, okay, yeah, laughs, great. And for me, there's something with impact. So it's like, but then what am I receiving from that? Because it, you know,
yeah,
so this is interesting to me that's coming up.
100%. And pay attention to that. And for yourself, Danielle, and for everyone listening, like, what is it to you that feel, and maybe success isn't even the right word. That word might not even resonate with you. It might be more just like happiness, right? Like everyone kind of has a vibe that they're just like, that would just feel. And yeah, the deathbed chats, which I know is crazy. Like I turned 30 next month. I'm not on my deathbed, but with what happened to me, I had those thoughts, which I think many people do when something shocking happens. And for me, it was like, I know I could actually visualize it. There would be thousands of people there being like, Haley changed my life. I love Haley, Haley's joy, Haley. Like it would have been all that, but I'd be like lying there in the coffin and I'd be like, I didn't live. Like they're all experiencing this, but I'm not. Like yeah. I didn't get that. Like I was that for everyone, but yeah. I didn't like get that. You know, and it like, if you're watching this video, like I'm almost crying because it's like, that was a realization I had. Like I was this energy beam for everyone and I wasn't slowing down to smell the roses. I was just being this for everyone.
Everyone.
So then it's like, okay, the next 30 years and beyond are about me. I'm still going to give impact. I haven't stopped, but I'm going to actually be like, wow, this is nourishing. And I'm being regenerated by this versus just like, I work for the divine. It's like, no, I do work for the divine and I'm also a beneficiary. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh no. And I know I live a fucking blessed life.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, for sure.
You know,
I think
my
feeling that is a huge, just like a something that you inserted there.
Yeah.
Like
they've just
for me.
Yeah.
And I get to show up for everyone.
Yeah.
I'd love for everyone listening to really think about that
in
their own career and their own life. Yeah. And how can Haley's message impact you to slow down and enjoy? Because it is, this life is for you and you only have one in this body, as far as we know.
Yeah. In this one body, it is unrepeatable for sure. Not to say you won't be back in another body, but this is an unrepeatable. And everyone in your life. That's the other thing. People are always looking up and around, but it's like, who's in front of you?
Yeah.
Even if it's like, you know, the same person you see every day at the cafe or at the yoga studio, like they're a light beam of magic. They are magic. Don't bypass anyone. Don't bypass anything. Everything and everyone is so important. And often it's the things right in front of us that delay. Like I bet you sit here and meditate and you would look up and Danielle's got this big bookshelf in front. It's like, one day you'll just look up and go, holy shit, that's the word I needed to see today. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you're not living in that flow state,
present,
if you're not present, literally, and it is a practice. I like that your podcast is called The Prosperity Practice. Like it is such a practice and the practice itself is so enriching. Like every night now, Mitch and I would just like lie out on our, like in our backyard on our like loungers, but it's like cold. So we have blankets and we just like watch the clouds and he's usually listening to an audiobook, but I'm just like looking at the clouds and it's like, this is the best fucking thing ever. Like, if I listened to this a year ago, I'd be like, okay,
give me more.
Like, well, but it's like, but if you actually do that, you actually are like, you slow down and like drink your tea slow, or you like look at the sky, the clouds going like, you've been alive, like you're fucking alive. And from that aliveness, everything and anything is possible.
And so if you can do that with the clouds, you can do that with the person that's serving you your coffee in the morning.
Yes.
And nothing is a coincidence. So if they're in your presence,
yep,
there's something there for you.
Yes.
And I once heard on a video of this man describing when he sees a person's face, he'll get present and he'll just like ask himself questions like, wow, this person, they have a, like, you know, you're sitting in front of me at 29 and all the things you've been through to get yourself to this day and to really just send you love and compassion. Like, I see you. I see the years and of learning and all that you've been through. And then I can now imagine like your heritage and like where you've come from and your lineage and your parents and grandparents and what they had to do to get you here.
Yeah.
And he slows down and he does that in his mind as he looks at the person's face.
That's
and
so
and
beautiful.
I just remembered that and just like doing
it with you. Love it.
It's like so full.
Eye gazing, right?
Yeah.
That is so powerful.
Isn't it? And he says it takes him a couple minutes, but he does it. And like the other person doesn't know.
Yeah, you know, but that's they would so feel it. Beautiful. They would feel that love. Mm-hmm. They would feel being seen. And yeah.
And so when he thanks them for the coffee, he's doing it with those thoughts behind him.
Yeah.
And he says like, you know, the person that gets your coffee, the person that's in the elevator with you, like there's no coincidence.
And I had heard this thing about, I don't remember the exact statistics, but it's like the cells within every individual cell in the mitochondria, which powers every cell. And there's bajillions, I don't even know the words, but there's so many in every individual human being. And they give off more light times a bajillion to the sun.
I just heard this too.
Did you see it on my high performance? I think I reshared this to my high performance page, but you just saw this too. So it's like every cell is giving off way more light than the sun. That, you know, everyone goes outside, especially me, I'm a sun worshiper, and they're like, yes, like when it's sunny, you're just like, yeah, like that's at least how I am. Like I worship the sun straight up. But when I learned this and I went, of course this is true. Like I heard this, it was like a 30 second thing. And I was like, yep, that's true.
Yeah.
And it made me go, well, if every human being has that light, which we all do, even if someone's grumpy and like, you know, you see them pass them on the street, like whatever, they have that light. And like, when you get to start seeing that in people, see it in yourself, please look in the mirror or just look at your hands or just close your eyes and feel it. And then see it in other people and go, I'm getting, this is life. Like, this is life. And yeah.
Imagine what a different world it would be if everyone was able to, they are able to.
And we can all start. Everyone listening, there's thousands of people listening. Listen to this and do this. And we can change the entire world. Literally. Yeah. We can change the whole world by vibrating in this way. It's really exciting.
And in order to see the light in someone and like get present to it, that vibration, like think of how that vibration, that energy needs to go through you, that positive way of viewing the world. And so then you're in a great vibration, you're passing it on. And it's just like such a great ripple effect.
Yes. Oh, I love it. So how are we feeling? Is there anything we want to share? Anything we want to close on or...
Well, it feels like, I mean, what's very clear when I'm sitting beside you is that you and I, the way that we know that anyone listening, anyone that we come in contact with, anyone living can really have, and they deserve and are worthy of their best life.
Yes. Yes.
I know that I feel that when I'm in your presence, that you know that.
Oh, I know that
about others.
Yeah. And I know you know that about others. And it's everyone listening, what Danielle just said, you undoubtedly deserve what it is you desire. And I don't even want to say the word more, because maybe it's not more. Maybe you desire more simplicity. Mm-hmm. Maybe you desire less, but maybe you desire more. And maybe you desire something else. And maybe you desire, maybe it's just a small thing, like something to heal within you or around you, or maybe it's something that's seemingly big, which, as we know, it's all there's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's like, I want to, you know, take this trip. I want to take my parents on this trip or something. And, or I want to have my first $1 million year or $1 million month or whatever it is, wherever you're at. It's no bigger than the eagle flying over you. And it's no bigger than the friend sending you a photo of their baby. Like, it is equally magical and miraculous. Mm-hmm. And you deserve all of those feelings and all of the results in the material reality. So we're just stands for it. This is what we do all day long. It's, you know, the morning on a Thursday, I was recording a podcast in London in person last night until 11 PM. Like, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here to tell you and remind you. And of course, if you feel inspired to work with us in a higher level way, we can take you on a journey, but we're here to just remind you that
who
you are worthy, who you fucking are.
Yeah.
And
you are.
This life is start now, because it goes quick and you deserve it all now. And you do not want to look back and go, fuck, I rushed through that. There's no time to rush, which is a great quote I've heard.
Or settled like that. Just like, there's no need to settle. You don't need to like suffer. I mean, I was going to say suffering sometimes is part of it. And
who doesn't love a good cathartic
and
cry?
Like, you don't need to settle for what you, it's interesting. I'm choosing my words very differently at the moment.
That's good. I was chatting with a client 2 days ago. We were in session and it was all a bunch of specifics were channeling through for her. But one of the things we were talking about, I was like, yeah, I'm being asked to ask you this. And it was like, where are you taking your name out of the hat? Like, mm-hmm. you're just like, nope, that's not for me. That's mm-hmm. not for me, even though you want it. And it was, she's someone who seemingly goes after a lot and achieves and receives a lot in her life too. So it felt silly to even ask her that. I'm like, no, her name's in the hat. It's like, mm-hmm. for sure. But she was like, oh my God, it's everywhere, all the places. So anyways, we're not going to get into her stuff, but it's all beautiful and transformed. But where are you settling or taking mm-hmm. your name out of the hat, and where can you shift it to? Oh, those rules don't apply to me.
Yeah.
Someone's freaking out about the economy. That doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
Money and I, we have a thing going. God and I, we have a thing going. Like, that doesn't apply to me. Where can you literally just go, I'm going to put my name in this hat to get drawn for a miracle. And I fucking know my name's getting picked.
And I expect it. It's like the law of assumption. Like, I assume it's me. It's for me.
Yeah.
I expect it because I say so.
And if everyone's listening and going, this, well, is it for me? Is it for everyone else listening? It's for all of us, but you have to fucking choose it. You have to put your name in the hat.
And just because one person says it's for them doesn't take away from someone else getting it either. That's really important.
Well, you had given me this beautiful thing and you said, because I had never experienced this feeling in my life. And then I did a couple months ago and I was talking to you about it, Danielle, in Encoded Conversations, and you were coaching me on it and you were like, when that happens, just be like, me too, please. Me too, please. And I was like, oh, I love that. Instantly, like, thank
for
you.
Me too, please. And the reason why it's in your awareness, like someone sharing that win or you're in conversation with that person is because it is for you. It's your vibrational match for it. So you're hearing it, you're seeing it, you're becoming aware of it.
Thank you.
And all you need to do is declare it is for you and ask, believe, receive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we should wrap
Thank
it up.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
One last housekeeping. Yeah. We should tell them about Encoded Conversations.
Yes.
Are we doing that now?
Mm. So we have, many of you are in Encoded Conversations in both of our worlds.
Yes.
We've come together and we've collabed on this really beautiful, it's been going for a few months now.
Since January.
Yeah.
So this will be the fourth month.
And it was something that was built out of our love for being with each other and just noticing the benefits of our conversations and really inviting people to be a fly on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Butterfly.
A butterfly on the wall in our conversations. And it was beautiful. And we coached each other. We mentored each other. We helped each other.
Yeah.
And so much of our lives.
I was going to say, we have to tell them, like, our lives from January of having these conversations have changed unrecognizably, straight up, things that I could have never consciously manifested that just by the grace of God, divine interventions, blessings, and a lot of conscious choices as well.
Yeah.
Right. But our lives in 4 months, 3 months, 2.5 months was when things really got crazy. Things changed for both of us in very different ways in our own lives. But we had that space where we're talking and coaching each other and supporting each other, and everyone inside, they would be hearing those conversations. Plus we did a bunch of bonuses where we just riff on things. Plus there was monthly live coaching where people could ask their questions and we would answer. But our lives have transformed. So the gold of the journey and how raw and real we are in those chats, and you are too. We say it how it is, but on a whole nother level in encoded conversations, because it's very much like, it's about us just talking. We're not really thinking, okay, let's make sure we put this really good point in that they can really like be coached on. We're just like, we're literally having these conversations, and our lives have changed immensely. So the value of what we speak on in that, there's no way to put a price on it. And with everything that's changed, the whole container is changing because we change all the time.
And it's a true testament to this work and what, like the value of it.
Yeah.
And I often notice with myself and clients, and I'm sure you do too, what they manifest and what they achieve in 6 months or a year, it would take 5 years.
Oh yeah.
For the average person.
Or in like 1 month would take 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, or in one, like people always say, oh, one session with you is like 10 years of therapy. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But like, it's so quick. And for us, what happened for us, we wouldn't have known this was happening. And it all happened so quick. And encoded conversations is the whole behind the scenes journey from January to when we were like, here's all the things we wanted to do. And then boom. So saying that, it's changing. So the 4 months of content that is life-changing is going to be available for lifetime access for everyone who's already inside and for everyone who joins us before our next conversation.
Which is this week.
Which is next. Is it this Friday? Next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
April 26th.
Well, yeah. Okay. From when this will be launched.
We'll put out better details.
We'll have a link for you in the show notes.
Yep.
And anytime. So if you listen to this podcast and, you know, a year from now, you can go back and that encoded conversations will be available to you with all the bonuses, all the recordings, and it will be something that you'll want to listen to a few times over and over when you feel called.
Yeah.
Because there's so many great nuggets in there. Mm. So there'll be a set price for lifetime access. If you listen to this before our next call, join the link for the last month.
So you can be
live with us, and we'll bring you on. You know, we're really,
you come on the call, we can chat. We love that. And it's a really cool opportunity to be live on the conversations. And I'm not exaggerating, April 26th, who fucking knows what could happen between now and then. Well, that's how I feel.
Yeah. Very exciting. So we look forward to seeing you on that call. If you feel called to join us, and that will also give you lifetime access to it, or you can come in and join the program at any time.
Yes. You can get the access at any time, have the experience. But yeah, if you're listening to this before April 26th, you definitely want to just jump in, right? So we'll put the links there. The pricing's there. It's super accessible as well, despite how high level and high value these conversations are. So join the conversation. And it's been so good. Thank you for chatting and sharing with me and the audience and your audience and my audience. Is there anything you want to say to my audience of how you can support them or how they can be supported right now?
Well, I invite you to follow everyone listening to follow both Haley and I on Instagram and our socials. And I invite you to take on this, like when the student's ready, the teacher appears. And and to understand that if you're feeling called to the way that Haley and I are speaking, there's something here for you. And I invite you to lean into that and to allow your inner being to guide you, to allow God to guide you, the what's next and trust what comes into your path and say yes and be present to it, like we were speaking about today. And so much abundance for you on the other side. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Yes, 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 yes to all of that. You deserve it all. And you're not alone. Mm-hmm. You are supported. And even if that support just looks like listening to the podcast week after week, that's fucking beautiful as well. And we're here to support you in higher level ways. So thank you everyone for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Love you. Love you. Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
breathe right. And be sensory now.
Thank you. Stretch abundance. Come on.
How beautiful. I love, love, loved this conversation. And I know you would have gained a lot of value from it. So if you feel called and inspired, please do join us inside Encoded Conversations. You can access the recordings for life. And if you join us before this Friday, in the time that I'm releasing this, on April 26, 2024, if you're hearing this before April 26, 2024, you're going to want to join us live together so you can receive live coaching, so you can hear our live conversation inside Encoded Conversations. It will be the last live conversation inside Encoded. Everything else will be pre-recorded as an evergreen for you to enjoy and administer the medicine you need as you need it, to receive the trainings that you need as you need it, to reconnect to your desires and your goals and your intentions as you need it, and to be given the step-by-step support and held space as you need it. So join us inside Encoded Conversations, no matter when you're hearing this. And if you are hearing this before April 26th, we hope you dive in and we hope to see you live on that call on Friday, April 26th at 12 noon Eastern. For more on my work, you know where to find me at uplift_lifestyle on Instagram. I also really encourage you to check out my new Instagram page, which is High Performance Facilitation. And it is at High Performance Facilitation. And it's me, Haley Bowler Cook, leading you in very high level modalities and integrations. And of course, diving deeper inside containers, inside one-on-one work, if you feel called. If you want to learn more about Danielle, her bio is here in the show notes. The links are here in the show notes. I really suggest and encourage you to follow along with her on Instagram, to listen to her podcast, and to dive more into your own self-image and identity to live a life that you love. Thank you for being here. We love you, and we'll talk soon.